What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Jose here at the First Round By Podcast with the 11th installment of the Ripperooskies episode. Today, I will actually not be accompanied by my boy, Mr. Sauce. He is actually back at home. He is feeling under the weather. It'll be just me, myself, and I. Today, I'm just going to keep it short and sweet, just give you a little episode and give you my thoughts on the possibility of Mr. J.J. Watt unretiring to join the Houston Texans. I'm going to roll the clip so you guys can hear if you haven't heard it already.
Last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it, but if you ever do call, I'll be there. And he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that, because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training, but he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him, but I don't anticipate that happening.
And we're back. So you just heard J.J. Watt just confirm. He talked to the head coach, Mr. DeMarco, and telling him, hey, do not call me unless it's a freaking emergency or if you absolutely need me. Apparently, he's been training for the past year or two, like if he was making an NFL comeback. And he just said that, you know, this will probably be the last year that he will think about unretiring just due to the fact that training for the NFL is not an easy task. I do believe if the Texans start off red hot, let's just say within the first 10 or 12 games or whatever, they're, you know, 8-3 or something crazy like that, or even hell, let's just say they make it to the postseason and they're looking freaking red hot. I do actually foresee Mr. J.J. Watt unretiring to join that insanely talented, at least on paper, Houston Texans team. I know they kind of buffed up the defense a little bit. They added Mr. Hunter to that defense. And then they got some other defensive pieces that are definitely making strides year by year. And we all know the crazy potential that the offense has. You know, C.J. Stroud obviously had that crazy rookie campaign. You had Stephon Diggs, you know, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. Tank Dell actually just was released from the hospital, I believe, like 3 or 4 weeks ago. He was involved in some type of nightclub shooting over in Florida. I think he got shot like in the leg or in the abdomen. I can't remember where, but it's not life threatening. Apparently, he's back at home in Houston, recovering, getting ready for the football season. Obviously, training camp is about 3 or 4 months away. Rookie mini camp has started. Super excited, but nonetheless, I do actually think J.J. Watt is going to unretire. I know he's not going to be prime J.J. Watt, but if he can bring that veteran leadership. And if he can, if you can plug him in that defense and freaking, like, let's just say he gets you a sack a game or freaking one forced fumble or something crazy like that. I mean, that's already a win-win situation. I think not necessarily a washed J.J. Watt, but a current J.J. Watt, I feel like he's probably better than at least half of, you know, your DNs in the league right now. So to bring him back, I feel like it would definitely give the Texans a boost. And let's just say they are, or let's just say that they do make it to the Super Bowl. Why not run it back? Like, if you've been training for like the past year or two to try to, you know, win a championship, then why the hell not? Like, what do you have to lose? Like, you're already, I mean, you've already left your mark in the league. Like, at this point, like I said, he has nothing to lose. If anything, he has more to gain than lose. So for him to possibly win a championship, that would literally just seal the deal, just add the stamp, put the guy in the Hall of Fame, put the guy in the Hall of Fame. But now it'd be exciting. Let me know what you guys think down in the comment section. Do you guys think J.J. Watt should retire? Do you think he will not retire, he's already retired. Do you guys think he should unretire? And if so, why not? Why or why not? You know, let me know. Interact with me. I love to interact with you guys. I just wanted to kind of get on here and make an episode and make sure we're not drawing you guys. We've been doing so well by giving you content for like the past 2 months. I think this is actually the first time in a long time that we've had freaking episodes every week, like consistently. So I want to make sure we keep it going. Sauce should be back next weekend. We'll bring you some fire content. If you want to hear more of something, just let us know, and we'll definitely we'll get to creating that content for you guys. But appreciate you guys listening. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.